Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And I'm going to go ahead and put my contact info out there up front. If you have any questions during the course of today's show, or really any time, shoot me an email to askandy@luinc.com. Again, askandy@luinc.com. I do love your questions. They often inspire me to bring a particular topic for the show. Now, today's topic came from a conversation I had with someone, actually my wife, talking about a buddy we know and a big change he's starting to make in what he's doing. And we're going to tie this together about with making a solid return in real estate, because he's doing that very thing. Let's just say a $20,000 gain on a single transaction. On a single transaction that takes just a couple of months from start to finish. Wouldn't you like to do that? It sounds good. $20,000 in just a few months, making anywhere from a 50, 60%, maybe 75, 125% return in that little amount of time. Sounds unreal, right? And if you're new to real estate, I bet it does. But I do know a lot of people out there that are doing this very thing. People that are investing in rental houses in particular, as well as, not to mention, the people I know, and this fellow I have in mind, that are flippers, and as well people that are wholesalers out there. So I've just mentioned three things: rentals, or rental owners, flippers, and wholesalers. Seems like a lot of considerations there if you want to get to that pretty quick $20,000 gain. And if you do want to make that $20,000 gain, those considerable returns, which route do you choose? Which way do you go? Do you become a rental owner? That's what I do. Or a flipper. That's what our buddy does. Or did. Or do you become a wholesaler? Now, I'm going to tell you now, those flippers, those wholesalers, these are two different things. We'll talk about that. They may make that very good one-off return, but there's the problem right there. It is a one-off return, and they are missing out on so much more. So today's show, really, I've got a particular audience in mind. I'm thinking about the wholesalers, the currently active wholesalers and flippers out there. I'm also thinking about those that are considering that direction, becoming a wholesaler or possibly becoming a flipper. Because here's the thing, your model is, like I said, it's missing out on so many of the other advantages that we, the residential rental owner, enjoy. So again, this show is for you, and it's for those thinking about flipping or wholesaling. And really, it's for anybody that is just considering rental real estate and that extra income. But hey, how about not just a 50% gain, like we talked about, that 20K, but as well an ongoing 20% cash on cash return. And as well, market appreciation for years. I mean, right now, I'm in Dallas-Fort Worth. If you're new to the program, we're seeing appreciate, or we have seen appreciation over the years, anywhere from 5%, 10%, even 20%. It depends on the submarket. They all move. If I'm thinking about DeSoto down south of Dallas, Hearst over there by Fort Worth, Richland Hills, you know, Frisco, they're all moving a little bit at different paces based on their starting point. But boy, we really do and have seen that level of appreciation. So here's what we're going to do on today's show. I want to take a look at the flipper, and I want to take a look at the wholesaler, and I want to take a look at the rental investor, and we're going to define each. I want to make sure you understand what each of these three real estate players, let's call them, are doing, and more importantly, perhaps what they are gaining as part of what they do. And I'll sprinkle in some stories that I hear really again and again from the flippers out there. Coming back to my buddy, he's been flipping. He's been flipping and hustling. He finally bought a rental house. Why the change? I hear some common laments. I'll bring those up. And why they wish they had held on to more of those houses that they flipped over the years. And then we'll look at some returns. And this will probably tell you why they wish they'd held on to those. Some real numbers that you can attain by following the right model and by being active in real estate in the right space. And finally, I'll dive into why you should still love on those wholesalers that are out there. To be honest, wholesalers, I don't want you to stop doing what you're doing. Because I love it when you bring me and my peers houses to buy. Again, if you're new, you may not know what a wholesaler is. So let's get into those definitions here. Just a moment. We'll get to wholesaler. I want to start with flippers. Everybody knows what a flipper is. You know this from HGTV, right? Sundry programs out there. Going in with a sledgehammer, tearing up sheetrock, busting down walls, making a diamond in the rough shine. And then selling it for a killer profit. Ooh, sounds great. That sounds great. Here's the problem. That is not reality. It may be reality TV, but it is not reality. Very commonly, I watch these shows from time to time. I like to see what's being presented out there. And they'll present you with the, let's call them gross profits. Right? Purchase price, rehab, sales price. Maybe the cost of the realtor that's listed that for sale. Leads to the gross profits, but they're leaving a lot of things out, like holding costs, income taxes. Your return is very much diminished as a flipper as well by a longer hold period. Just the simple fact that you're retail marketing that for sale on the back end, that can take an additional 30, 45, maybe 60 days, depending on how long the financing takes to come through. So you've got longer holding periods and holding costs, taxes, insurance, you have to escrow those, interest on the loan that you're using to hold that property. Typically a hard money loan, high interest. And then eventually that earned income tax. So we're going to take a quick break. You know, I tore down a house by hand a few years ago out in the country, part of our RV bunker project. It was a ton of fun. It was super cathartic. I loved it. I had a blast. But again, it's nothing like what you see on TV. If you're flipping the right way, you are not out there doing it yourself. You're not tearing it down by hand. You're doing volume. Stick around, we'll come back and finish up the flipping conversation and talk about wholesalers.
You can't be financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedFreeWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Hey, I thank you for listening today. We're addressing a topic that is often prevalent in somebody's mind as they start to think about getting involved in real estate. Should I be a rental owner, a landlord? Should I flip? Should I wholesale? I don't have enough capital. Maybe I should wholesale. There are lots of other things you can do in real estate, but those are the big three that I most commonly hear about. And we're defining now what those are. We talked at length at the end of the last segment about what a flipper is. And by the way, if you missed any of the earlier segment or can't catch the future segments, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the radio tab, click on the podcast button. This will be archived there. And you have an idea of what a flipper is from programs that you see on cable TV. And again, it's fun. I've done that, not as part of our rental process, but going in and tearing down walls. It is a blast. Taking that hammer drill and just punching holes in things. Super fun. It's very cathartic. I felt great. I'd spent about a week doing that out in the country. That was not intended to be a flip. It was not intended to be a rental hold. Totally unrelated, but I can identify with the exhilaration and watching it. Oh, yeah, it looks like fun. That looks like fun. But they don't give you the full story. And we talked about that already. They give you the gross profits. They don't talk about the holding costs. They don't talk about the fact that a flipper is not really an investor. Now, real flippers, they're doing volume. They are doing volume. Why is that? Well, what they're doing is transactional in nature. One and done. It's one transaction. And then I have to move on and chase the next deal. And this becomes a job. This really does become a job. If you want to keep that income coming in the door, you have to find the next house to fix and flip. And then you have to find the next one after that. Hustle, hustle, hustle. And this is one of the things that I am hearing from some of my flipper buddies. They are getting tired of the hustle. Always chasing down that next flip. And some of them, they've wised up. And they are moving into rental investing. More on that later. Effectively, a flipper is trading time for money over and over again, which is exactly what most people are doing at a job. There is no difference. And you'll notice in everything I described when talking about a flipper, I did not use the word investment anywhere. Again, this is transactional. And in fact, flippers are considered traders by the IRS. They are traders, just like somebody who's going out buying and selling cars. And because of that, they are paying earned income tax rates on their gains. So instead of paying a capital gains rate of 15 or 20%, they're paying whatever their tax bracket is. So paying earned income tax, very big disadvantage there. They don't talk to you about that when you're watching those cable TV programs. And moreover, that flipper is making money in one way only, which is why they have to keep washing, rinsing, and repeating. And that's that capital gain. Again, call that a capital gain, but it's held for less than 1 year, so it is taxed as earned income. So that's the flipper. That's what they're doing. Taking a house, need some work, fixing it up, selling it on the retail market. Hold times are much longer than we see as what we are doing as rental owners, where we are fixing something up. We may be in hard money as well, but we're getting into long-term fixed rate financing, the cheap, cheap money, far, far quicker. Because I don't have to wait for that buyer's financing to come through. So now, what is a wholesaler? And commonly when I talk to new people out there that are just thinking about getting into real estate or talking to realtors, you often don't know what a wholesaler is. A wholesaler is somebody that is essentially they're good at marketing. They're good at working with home sellers or potential home sellers, distressed sellers. Wholesalers are good at getting that contract for the sale. And that's what they do. They market very, very heavily. You've probably seen these. If you live in a house, if you own your own house, you've probably gotten a postcard, I want to buy your house. You've probably gotten those calls, I want to buy your house. You've probably gotten those texts, I want to buy your house. Those are commonly wholesalers. They're looking to get a house under contract. And then at least here in Texas, where I sit, contracts are assignable. And what that means is they then assign that contract to an end buyer. That wholesaler typically has zero intention of buying the house. And commonly, they can't. They don't have the capital to do it. I really like the wholesalers that are upfront with those sellers and tell them, hey, I am not buying this. I will be marketing this downstream. I have a big investor pool, for example. And that's what they do. They then assign the contract to somebody like myself for a markup. Let's say they get the house for sale under contract at $100,000. It's not unheard of to see an assignment fee for $120,000, because guess what? If I could fix it up for $30,000 and be at $200,000 after repair value, right? Market value when I'm done with the work, that's a good spread. I'm happy to pay you $20,000 for the work you've done to bring me this house. It's a great deal. And I looked back. I looked back at some of the assignment fees that I have paid to wholesalers over the years, and they were as little as $5,000 on one transaction to as much as $20,000, and I've seen more. That is the gain in this sense that the wholesaler is making on that transaction. But here too, what are they doing? Just like the flipper, they're trading time for money. They have to always chase that next deal. I will not call that an investment. It is not investing. I hate to say it, but a wholesaler is not an investor. And I know there are people out there that are listening to say, I am a wholesaler. I am absolutely a real estate investor. You're not. What you're doing is purely transactional. You're a hustler. You're a trader. You're a salesman. You know, you're all of the above. Good negotiator. but you're not an investor. Now, those that start out wholesaling, commonly they approach this as a way to build capital, to then go on to maybe become a flipper. Well, see the earlier conversation. Maybe that's not the best route to go. Or perhaps to build capital to then retain that next house as a rental. Now, that is a great idea. Here's the thing. The really good wholesalers out there that are doing volume, because, again, this is transactional and you have to do volume to really make money at this. Those good wholesalers, what are they doing? Monthly. They have marketing budgets, $40,000, $50,000 a month. Maybe I've talked to some that are, their budgets are $100,000 a month on marketing. There are different aspects, different avenues you can do for marketing. I mentioned postcards, calls, there are sundry other ways to do this, but the really good wholesalers, they are spending a lot of money. And then they get the house, they get that contract, they sell the contract or assign the contract to me, get that $20,000 assignment fee. But hey, just like the flipper, they are paying earned income tax rates. And just like the flipper out there, they're making money just one way, through that assignment fee. So far, we've explored the flipper, earned income, making money one way. The wholesaler, earned income, making money one way. Well, what are these guys missing out on? What are you missing out on if you choose to go one of those two routes? Rather than become a true investor, a rental investor. Well, we're going to look at a few of the single-family opportunities that just in the past week or so have crossed my desk. I get leads from the realty team at Lifestyles Limited from the Houston market, San Antonio, Dallas-Fort Worth, Phoenix, Arizona, parts of Georgia, Tennessee. You know, one of the things we say is live where you want, invest where it makes sense, and I fully practice that. So I'm going to go through a couple of these deals with you so you understand what you, flipper, wholesaler, or potential thereof, are missing out on. So stick around.
Del Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy is going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb, and like the gentleman just said, we're working on your financial freedom. We're creating passive income. And so far, we've heard about the things that flippers do, the things that wholesalers do, and neither of those is passive. That's why they pay earned or active income taxes to the IRS. It is an active job. It is an occupation. What we do as residential real estate investors, we're going to talk about that next as rental owners. What does that look like? I do want to throw another term out there just for you. It's a newer one that's come up in the past few years. It's somewhere in between wholesaling and flipping. It's called wholetailing. If you think about a flipper, they fix up the house, they sell it on the retail market. That's the retailing part of that. You think about what the wholesalers do, and they're out there, they're very good at finding these deals and getting them under contract. They're picking them up at wholesale prices. Now you combine those wholetailing, it's a combination of those activities. And rather than simply sell or assign that contract to me, they keep it. They make some very basic repairs. Now, these could be big ticket items like a new HVAC system, air conditioner, maybe some minor foundation work or a new roof. Some of those things that might make a common retail buyer really quail at going into this thing. But you got a lot of people out there that want to go into these things. Why? Because they've seen HGTV. They have the vision. We're going to go into this thing. It's a little outdated. We're going to fix it up. And that's what these guys are marketing towards as wholesalers. They're not doing the level of rehab that a flipper does. Just some of those big ticket items, perhaps, and then listing it on the retail market. Now, they're not going to get that tippity top dollar, but they're going to turn it very, very quickly. It sounds easier, and maybe that's a little bit lower hanging fruit, perhaps. But here too, I just want you to be familiar with that term because it's out there. We've got our flippers, we've got our wholesalers, we've got our wholetailing. But again, here too, it's trading. It's a transactional approach. It's not true investing, and it is not passive by any means. You're still trading time for money, and you're still going to pay earned income tax rates. To get out of earned income tax rates and into capital gains, you need to hold that property for a year and a day. That's going to get you from earned income, from that tax bracket where you sit. You may be a high earner and be paying considerable taxes on that gain, on that sale, on that profit. You hold it for a year and a day, that goes away. It becomes a true capital gain. So again, wholetailing, I just bring this up so that you've heard the term, and it still does not get you to where we are as rental investors, and I mean true investors. So what are you missing out on? If you're listening right now and you are an active flipper, or you're an active wholesaler, or you're thinking about becoming one of those, remember, flippers make money one way, capital gains. Wholesaler, one way. That markup, that assignment fee on the contract. And I love paying you that. Keep it up. Single family rental owners. We're going to leave out apartments. At Lifestyles Unlimited, we educate and mentor our members on how to buy, fix, operate single family houses as well as apartments. But because we're talking about flipping and wholesaling, that's typically going to be the single family space. So we're going to stick with that. And the single family rental owner makes money five ways, not one, five ways. Now, we talked about capital gains. We typically call that equity capture. We're buying right. We're buying at a discount, just like the flipper is. I'm relying on the wholesalers to get that price, that contract at a good low level so that they can put their assignment fee on it. And I can still get that equity capture. But that's that capital gain. Number one, cash flow. None of those have cash flow that we've talked about so far. This is the passive angle. This is what allows us to retire. It is not transactional. It comes in every month while I'm sleeping. On average here, we'll get to the numbers here. Equity buildup, number three. We put a resident in there. They're paying that rent every month. I'm paying my mortgage because we have long-term debt on there. We're not doing this all cash. Your returns diminish massively if you do that. So we do have a mortgage, and every month we have equity buildup as the resident pays our mortgage for us. Appreciation, we talked about that already, 5, 10, 20% in the past years, from year to year. And this is where I really hear the flippers lament the fact that they haven't held on to those properties. They look back on that house they sold 10 years ago. If they had just held that on through, wholesaler, same thing. I had the money. I should have kept that house I sold to that investor for pennies 5 years ago, because look at what the value is now. Again, this is really where I hear that lament from flippers. And finally, number five, tax advantages. Because if you are operating right, and we teach you at Lifestyles Unlimited, again, education group, we teach you how to operate right, then you are paying no taxes on your cash flow. And when you go to sell and reinvest, again, keyword invest in those next properties, you're not even paying taxes on your capital gain because you're going to defer that and roll that into the next properties. I've just thrown a lot of information at you because I've got a lot of information for you today. If you want to learn more, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the free workshop button. We've got those coming up. It's a good way to learn at an upper level about investing in single family rentals, as well as apartments, as well as what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. So go check that out again, lifestylesunlimited.com. While you're there, go to the radio tab and listen to some of our past shows. Now, let me take a look. I just picked a couple of the recent emails I've gotten, and these are all out of Houston. Here we've got one, single-family property. This is north of Houston, $19,000 capital gain. So I opened the show telling you, how about making a quick $20K over the course of a couple of months? That's the equity capture on this deal. All into the deal, you're out of pocket $38,000, $39,000 already. So I divide that equity capture, that capital gain, by the money I have into the deal. That's a 49% return. But we talked about the fact that we make money five ways. This particular house is projected to cash flow. This is an opportunity to invest that I saw from our realty team. Keep that in mind. And they're very conservative with their numbers, I find over time. But the cash flow, $400 a month, that's a 13% cash-on-cash return. Wholesalers, flippers, you are leaving that. You're missing that altogether. Here's another one. Also, $19,000 capital gain. Here, the return gets better. 54%. Why? Less in the deal. Wow, but look at the cash flow. $623 a month. Get this. That is a 20.8% cash-on-cash return. You're missing that. If you're fixing it, flipping it, selling, moving on. I, on the other hand, I'm putting that $600 now every month into my pocket. And then I'm getting the next house. Look at this one. $20,000 capital gain. $28,000 out of pocket. That is a 71% return on my gain. And typically we're going in and renovating these over the course of a month, month and a half, then doing the refi into the long-term financing. So I'm out of that hard money. That's when I recognize that. That's just a couple of months. 71%. Oh, and then cash flow, $400 a month on top of that. Almost an 18% return. I got two more for you. It's getting better. Here's one. Baytown, $26,000 out of pocket. $32,000 capital gain. What is that? That is a 125% return. You've not just doubled your money. You've done a little bit more. Double and a quarter. More than doubled your money in a very short period of time, but you're keeping that asset. And what's it doing? It's cash flowing $400 a month. That's an 18% cash on cash return. Those numbers, they kept going up. I ordered those deliberately. I love that. If I can double my money in a couple of months and continue to earn residual income, why wouldn't I do that? Why wouldn't I do that? Got one more for you. It's not as pretty. It's not as pretty. This is in Texas City, near Houston. Capital gain, equity capture is $16,000. Oh, it's a little less than what we talked about. Cash in the deal, $26,000. That is still a 60% return. And get this, $530 a month in net cash flow. That's a 24%. That's the best number we've seen. 24% cash on cash return. So I throw those numbers at you. If you missed it, go to our website again, lifestylesunlimited.com. You can catch the show archived there. But we've seen that the cash on cash return is anywhere from 13 to 24% in these five examples. There are a lot of deals out there. We saw that the capital gain return was anywhere from 49 up to 125%. And that doesn't even speak to the appreciation that whoever buys these is going to see over the next few years. The equity buildup as the residents pay down the mortgage, not to mention the tax advantages, none of which the flippers and the wholesalers and the wholetailers have. So why not hold on to those properties? Let's hit that question when we come back to the final segment. So stick around.
Everyone is asking, is it still a good time to invest in real estate?
We see no indication that for the foreseeable future, and even the unforeseeable future, no indication whatsoever that real estate is suddenly not going to be the best vehicle for creating wealth and passive income for your family. And so that would say that now is the time to get in. And we very rarely talk about this because we talk about cash flow. But now we're talking a little bit about capital gain and what the future brings in that property. Because it's real. At the end of the day, you have all your cash flow, but you've got this nice capital gain when you sell. And the inflation that we see and the reasons for it are going to continue. And we're going to see great capital gains at the end of the line when we sell these properties.
Get in on the next free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. If you have any questions for me, email me at askandy@luinc.com. Again, askandy@luinc.com. Also, while you're at it, check our website, lifestylesunlimited.com. I mentioned the free workshop. That's a really good place to go if you're totally new. Now, today, in part, I'm talking to the flippers. I'm talking to the wholesalers out there, people that maybe are involved in real estate, not investors. We differentiated there already. We rental owners are true investors because we're buying and we are holding and holding for a period of time so that we do achieve true capital gains from the IRS perspective and so many more benefits. So I'm talking to those guys, but I'm talking to you as well. If this is nothing you've ever done and you've been thinking about it, maybe you haven't been thinking about it, maybe you want to learn more, go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click on that free workshop. We've got a couple coming up here real soon in the evening. It's an hour and a half of your time and it's free. So you can do it from home on your laptop, on your phone, on your computer. It's a good way to get a good introduction. So back to my question, and boy, I've been fired up. You know, the inspiration I get for these shows, it comes from sundry places. Sometimes it's things I'm doing out in the field at the time, leasing up a house, let's say, conversations I've had with other investors at the Lifestyles Unlimited case studies. Get into great conversations there. Those are monthly. You can watch those online as well. Your questions, as I mentioned, or in this case, I was just talking to my wife yesterday, literally yesterday. I had a show in mind already. I was working towards it, and it just cemented for me. I got to bring this up. We got to talk about this today because we have a buddy that has been a flipper for a long time, and he is just getting tired. He is getting tired because it is that's what he does full time. And he always has to make sure he's got that next deal lined up to keep the income coming in because it is a job to keep his crews going. He does have crews. He's at that level in terms of volume, but he is getting tired and he just took down a rental house. I said, did I see that right? Does he bought a rental house? She said, yeah, I was talking to, he's getting tired, Andy. I said, okay. So you got to stop being transactional and become a true investor. And for the existing flippers and existing wholesalers out there, this is what you got to think about. If you're doing this, one or the other, and you are good at what you're doing, you bring very concrete skill sets to the table that will 100% help you as a rental investor. Of course, you're doing all these things as a wholesaler, you're doing all these things as a flipper. There are things you're going to have to learn as well that will not be in your wheelhouse right away. To become a rental investor, to buy single family houses to hold as rentals. You know, things like finding a resident, things like managing that resident, things like handling maintenance requests if something comes up. Well, how do you handle that? You handle that from the outset because we're going to buy right. We're gonna put the best product out there by fixing everything, and we're going to put it at the best price so we get the best people. We don't manage headaches. A lot of people have that fear. We learn about that. We part of the ongoing education that we have at Lifestyles Unlimited. But flippers, talking to you first, if you're good at what you do, you like our friend, you may have a team of vendors, contractors in place already. You know how to get that rehab done. Done right in your mind and at a good price, maybe. Right, maybe. If you know what and how to do the rehab for a rental, what you're doing for a high-end flip is going to be different. Do we go in with all those bells and whistles? Probably not. Depends on the market. We talk about that. So flippers, you're good at that rehab. Put that to use on your own rental properties. Now talking to the wholesalers out there, what are you good at? You are great. If you're good, you are great at finding those properties. Well, keep finding them. Bring a couple to me. Bring a couple to Lifestyles Unlimited and our peers. We want to buy them. But keep a couple for yourself. Start keeping them. A lot of wholesalers, especially when they get started, don't really have a construction background, don't really have much of a real estate background, and really don't know anything at all about rehab, about renovating a house, really doing it right. Here, Lifestyles Unlimited can teach you. They can teach you how to do it right. They can teach you how to manage that rental then once you decide to keep one for yourself. Lifestyles Unlimited can help you. And of course, if you're neither of those, you're not a flipper, you're not a wholesaler, you're just wanting to get started. I will tell you now, get on the right path from the outset so we don't have to break any bad habits. It can be hard. And, you know, go to lifestylesunlimited.com and start with that free workshop. That is the best place to go to learn more. Or if you're a little bit more experienced and you're ready, go to the website. I'm going to give you this website, Give Me Total Freedom. It's all written together. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. When you're there, you'll see about you'll read about the Financial Freedom Program. It's how I got started almost 10 years ago. Use the promo code SAVEBIG, one word written together, SAVEBIG, all caps. It's going to give you a two-year membership massively discounted to $297. And as that Financial Freedom Program member, one of the things you're going to do is go to our two-day seminar, the Financial Freedom Seminar. It's 2 days, typically on a weekend, live, Saturday, Sunday. We do those in the evenings virtually as well, but you'll learn about those rental-specific things you need to know. I went to the two-day just a few weeks ago here in Dallas, and we talked about how to find that resident. We talked about the kind of renovation you might want to do. We talked about managing that resident. We talked about how long to hold that property and when to then divest it to get the best return, to not pay earned income taxes, to pay capital gains instead. I talk about all those things at the two-day seminar. Again, if you're flipping or you're wholesaling, you know that price that I just quoted you, $297 for 2 year membership, that is peanuts. When I joined years ago, just for a point of reference, it was $500 for 1 year. That was 10 years ago. Anyhow, give that a go. Go to GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Promo code is SAVEBIG. You know, and actually at that 2 day seminar that I went to a few weeks ago, there was a flipper there that had finally, I guess just like our buddy, he'd come to the realization, this is the right path. I got to get off of the path that I'm on. I got to get on that rental real estate path and become a true investor. Now, it's interesting to me as well. I want to relate a couple of stories. I mentioned our buddy already, and I go out to a lot of networking things. I love to go to the Lifestyles Unlimited events. And now that things are more broadly opening up, I go to sundry other things as well. I'd like to hear what's going on. I like to meet other people. And there's a guy I keep running into at this one event. I hadn't seen him for years. It had shut down the event during the course of the pandemic. Well, there he was. I was like, huh, that guy looks familiar. He's like, you look familiar. We started talking. Ah, yeah. Okay. Context. We got it. He's a flipper. Been doing it for years. Very, very successful. And he's had that realization like so many others as well. I gotta start hanging on to these. And he's doing that, but he's not doing it right. There are some common problems that I do see when flippers or wholesalers do keep a property. And if you think about it, flippers and wholesalers, they're entrepreneurs. Generally speaking, these are folks that are entrepreneurs, but they are not necessarily educated when it comes to operating rental houses or rental property. Again, rehab flippers, generally you do this right. Not always, but generally you do it right. Wholesalers, maybe not at all, thinking about rehab. Again, best product, best price is our motto. It's something you want to learn to follow. But when it comes to the operational side, this is where I hear a lot of issues from flippers because they don't follow the right model. And this guy, he had a 5-bedroom house with 10 people living in the house, massive square footage, type of footprint we would never want to take down. We have a very specific model that we follow. We talk about that, by the way, at the 2-day Financial Freedom Seminar. So this guy was just going on about the problems he's been having because there are so many people going through that house. What happens when you have 20 legs walking up and down the stairs and going in and out the doors? Everything's breaking a lot faster. I don't know how he rehabbed the house. I don't know if he follows our motto, best product, best price. He is not a member at Lifestyles Unlimited, but I just hearing these problems. This guy needs to get in here and get the education, and boy, he'll turn over a new leaf when it comes to those rentals. And I wouldn't be surprised if over time he gets out of that flipping altogether and realizes that passive income is 100% the way to go. Not to mention the equity buildup, the appreciation, and the tax advantages. But a big piece of this for you, if you are an existing player, not investor, but player in real estate, a flipper, a wholesaler, wholetailer, whatever, it does come down to education. So again, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, check out the free workshop, or givemetotalfreedom.com. Promo code there is SAVEBIG. If you have any questions for me, send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. I'd be more than happy to point you in the right direction. I tell you, we've been doing this for 10 years. We've been checking our books. We reevaluate our portfolio from year to year. As our equity builds, we'll do a cash out refi. You can sell, tap into that equity, get into more properties with the level of appreciation we've been seeing. And rent growth, it's just been phenomenal. Again, you, flipper, wholesaler, you're missing out on that. By getting in, being transactional, getting back out in a hurry, paying your earned income taxes, and then stressing out about, can I find the next one in time to pay my mortgage, my car payment, etc. I strongly encourage you to get that passive income into place so you no longer have to worry about that, like so many members have done at Lifestyles Unlimited. So I hit a lot of information. Again, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. You can find this program archived there with so many other of our shows. You can start getting your education that way. A free workshop and our two-day seminar, those are the places to be. I thank you for listening today. You've been listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a good day.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.